The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I don't know if he was, like, trying to drop his bag on this lady's head as a joke or what. Let's say he did do that. If you're Peyton Manning, don't you say, yeah, I did that in college. I was 19. I was stupid. I really regret it. You believe Peyton did it?
I believe he did it.
I do too, but I don't really care.
Yeah, to me it's like Cam and stealing the laptops. Who cares at this stage? You were a freshman in college. You screwed up.
I'm surprised that the Heat would want to let Whiteside out of there. They've got his bird rights. They may want to be rid of him, but he's kind of a pain in the ass, and I think they're questioning whether or not he's a guy they can win with. The only thing I can see the Heat being interested in about is the Heat are into having star players.
It goes back to what I was saying last week. If you can get something for him that's worthwhile.
But okay. Is that worthwhile? I mean, if you can re-sign him long-term, maybe.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on, visit or post. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, you missed a lot of good stuff. All available at podcastarena.com. And we just heard our spot for introduction to sports betting blitz style over on the network. So we're running spots on the network now.
Oh, nice.
So if
we wanted to do that while we were actually on the network.
Yeah, well, that was the plan, but that's okay. It's available now, and hopefully we'll have some more spots on there by the end of the week for Acing Racing and some of the other projects we have in the works. And we got some cool stuff coming, so... All available at podcastarena.com. You can also go to Gal Media Publishing if you want to check them out. .com. Let's give away. I still have four more seats for the poker tournament, right, John? Is that correct? Hello? Yeah, he's checking with the. Okay, he's checking with the intern, which I believe so. Okay, four. So I'm going to give away four seats right now to the Blitz Spring Poker Classic this Thursday at Dave and Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7. All players must register to play by 6:45. The top 25 in the qualifier win a seat in the final round and a chance to win that grand prize pack over $2,500. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. Callers 11, 12, 13, 14. So there you go. Are you out there Thursday?
I will be.
Okay, cool. Because you weren't supposed to be last time. I was supposed to do last time and then...
We doubled up.
Yeah. I might come out there Thursday.
Oh, look at you. You had fun.
Yeah. Depends if I'm still mad at the wife from yesterday.
That's a good reason.
I will definitely be there. All right. Let's squeeze on a quick phone call from Jason. What is up, Jason?
What's up, Rotato Chips?
Hey, sports.
Short time. First time callers. Short time listening, man. Like Peyton Manning, I'm riding into the sunset without the bags. This is why I'm calling, man. I'm calling because my boy Eric Gordon out of Arizona, McDonald's All-American, got robbed last night. And I mean robbed. This guy right here. I don't think I've ever seen a dunk more spectacular than this guy jumping over this mascot, making the ball go underneath his rear end with one hand slamming it. Shaq, if you can't see that's a winner, man, you need to go get your eyes checked because you look like Stevie Wonder right now, man. This guy got robbed and he needs to get that trophy, and this boy right here is going to be legit in the future. And Hakeem Olajuwon, if he cannot fix Dwight Howard, man, nobody can. And right now the Rockets are going through the curse of Hakeem Olajuwon. Why? They let him go to Toronto to finish his career, and what happened to the Rockets? They haven't won nothing since. I love the show. I love you guys. Y'all make this 8 miles feel like 5 miles, and I'm riding high, keeping it low, doing it for my bro. Already out.
All right. Yeah, I'm an Aaron Gordon guy. I liked him in college at Arizona. I think he's going to be a very good player. Needs to work on that jump shot a little bit, but who doesn't? I mean, he's a 6'9" second-year player. It happens. I thought he got robbed in that thing. He had some of the best dunks I've ever seen in that dunk contest. We talked about that a little bit earlier. And Zach LaVine's a freak, too. That dude can jump. But I thought that this was a sure thing, and especially because it's rare that dudes Aaron Gordon size, 6'9", 6'10", guys, do well in these contests because they're just not as athletic as someone who's 6'5", 6'6". Those are the guys who can really, you know, jump. Aaron Gordon did some freakish stuff, man. And that was
a cool dunk, I have to say, with the mascot. That was.
So he did a couple with that mascot. Yeah. One of them was where the mascot was on that hoverboard and just kind of like rotating around.
Yeah.
And he ran and caught. I mean, he did some awesome stuff. Listen, he lost a slam dunk contest.
That's
I think he'll be all right.
Yeah,
I thought on the all. Did you watch any of the All Star game itself last night? Or are you out on
no,
that?
I'll tell you where I am on All Star games. I watched the baseball All Star game. I have been out on everything else until they tried something different with the hockey this year, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So I watched that. But until they do something that makes it appealing to me, I mean, it's just watching it. It's a pure exhibition of guys just running fast breaks and dunking. I don't need to see that. I can go watch the Warriors do that in a real game against anybody where they're trying to play defense and they're still scoring a bunch of points. So, no, I did not watch any of it. And I make no apologies for that.
Well, let me tell you my favorite part of the whole game. Paul George is on pace to set the record for points scored in a game. And this is when Greg Popovich, who is the master troll of all trolls, decides to bring Draymond Green and Anthony Davis back into the game and double team Paul George and actually play defense on Paul George for the rest of the game and make sure that he doesn't get the record. And he did, and they kept him from doing it, which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, that's Pop. You got to love him.
Yep. Lamont says, in honor of President's Day, can the Blitz work their way backwards back to FDR? How far can you go back on presidents?
I think I can get back to FDR.
All right. Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, Carter. That's my lifetime.
Ford,
Nixon before Ford.
Right.
LBJ before him. And JFK, right?
JFK. Eisenhower.
And Truman.
Truman, FDR.
That's it?
Yeah. Did we do that? Did we get that right?
I don't know.
I think we'll
have to fact check.
I'll be honest, though, before FDR, I have no clue.
Before FDR, like they only had black and white pictures of the president, so I don't know.
I know there was a Warren G. Harding in there somewhere, and that was before. That's when we had the Great Depression.
All right, you want to check this?
Yep.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, fact check us.
Okay, Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, Carter Ford, Nixon, Johnson,
Kennedy,
Eisenhower, Truman, FDR.
Roosevelt, yeah. See? Who was before him?
Herbert Hoover.
Oh,
of course, Hoover.
And the
he built a dam.
The last president to have a black and white photo, JFK.
But there were color photos of JFK, too.
Yeah, this is Google, though.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, I'm talking about, like, I don't think you can find a color picture of Herbert Hoover. I defy you to find me one.
I bet there's colorized, though. It's just like they did with all the old black and white movies.
FDR was president for, like, 15 years, right?
He was the only three-term guy. I don't think he didn't make it all the way to the end of the third term.
He died.
He died, yeah. It was, like, 10 years, something like that. Because it was a war and everybody liked him.
Right. Is he the greatest or what? Like,
Well, in one of these days...
Does your generation's people look at him like mine looks at Reagan?
Well,
like they all worship him like some sort of weirdo?
But my generation's people weren't alive in the 40s, okay?
Okay.
I wasn't born till the 60s.
Who was the president when you were born?
I think it would have been... Well, it would have been Johnson because... Kennedy got whacked before I was born.
He was in 63. He died, right?
Yeah, and was born in 64.
Oh, well, there you go.
So it would have been Johnson. But, no, I think if you were making a power ranking, I think Washington and Lincoln are your going to be your top two, but I think FDR is pretty high up there.
Okay.
You have to get through a terrible time and change things for the better to be in that list. Like Washington was the first.
Well, and he also
Lincoln was the Civil War and the end of slavery.
George Washington also crossed a river on Christmas Day in freezing weather to go kill Brits.
Yeah, he also wore one of those weird wigs, though, which I'm not a big fan of.
Listen, man.
That's a negative. It's a negative.
All right.
But it takes a point away. That's all.
Are you sure that wasn't his real hair?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I wasn't around. That was before my time also.
Okay.
But I think historians will tell you FDR is way up there.
Okay.
And you should get points for being elected beyond 8 years.
Who's the most handsome president ever?
Kennedy, right?
Is he? Well,
before he got...
You know. Well, yeah. I mean, less so after.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. We would need female listeners to answer that for us. But I would just assume Kennedy because... I
mean, I'm going to scroll through here a little bit.
Try to find handsomest presidents. Yeah.
Hmm. Franklin Pierce has a little bit of Johnny Depp going for him.
That's pretty good.
Like, I could see chicks digging him. Mm-hmm. He was, like, in the day of where every president was either bald or had, like, gray, white hair. He had black hair and he had a little curl to it.
Hmm.
Hey, his hairstyle's coming back into style.
Yeah, like, he could have easily put that in a man bun and he could be modern, huh?
Yeah, well, he has a side part going on.
Yeah. That's a pretty handsome president, right, Joe?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Although the picture I'm looking at looks like an oil painting of him.
I feel like we should prioritize handsome more when we vote for president.
Well, that's...
Because it's kind of like quarterback, you know? Yeah. Typically, the more handsome they are, the better chance of success.
A couple people pointing out, just a correction, FDR served 3 full terms and part of a 4th.
Okay.
So it was, he was into a 4th term when he died.
Who's the most unfortunate looking president?
Well, recently those ears on W.
That's bad. I don't know if he's the
worst.
No,
I don't think
though.
He's the worst.
Hmm. That's tough. I hate to say anyone's ugly, but
oh, well, some of those guys are ugly. Come on.
We had some ugly ones.
And whoever gets elected this time is not going to be anything worth looking at, let's be honest.
That's true.
I found a thing that has the 8 Bernie ugliest.
Bernie would probably be the ugliest ever, right?
Lincoln, this website I'm looking at has Lincoln up there, has William Taft. He was kind of overweight. Grover Cleveland, Rutherford B. Hayes, William H. Harrison, John Quincy Adams, and John Adams.
Okay.
And Richard Nixon.
Some of these guys, like I'm looking at James K. Polk, and he has sort of like the, he's got the male pattern baldness where it's got like sort of the cat ears, you know what I mean, or mouse ears,
you know,
up front. But then he's got a mullet in the back.
Hmm.
And he's from Tennessee, so that mullet, I mean, that may be legit. And then Martin Van Buren, it's hard because you don't want to, he's old. So it could just be that he's old and not ugly. Like, maybe he was handsome when he was young. But, like, when your sideburns connect to your bozo ring hairdo and you're bald on top and your sideburns stick out, you know, 4 or 5 inches off of your face, that's weird looking.
Maybe I should go for that look.
I don't think so.
I can't be any more disgusting than I am now, right?
Yeah.
It's worth a try.
It's true.
Gab says, you make it sound like you're ancient, but 64? Come on. Well, I'm 51 years old. I'm ancient. But I'm going to act like I'm 31 until I die.
Eisenhower's kind of funny looking, too.
Yeah, he was. Really, Teddy Roosevelt wasn't the most attractive fellow either.
No. You know who I like just based on pictures? Ulysses S. Grant. That looks like a hard dude.
Yeah, that looks like a guy who would kick your ass and... Of course, apparently he was quite the drunk, too, so I'm...
Yeah, he looks like my kind of dude. Like, that's the kind of guy that... It'd be cool if he was your grandpa, you know?
Yeah.
Because he could tell you a bunch of badass stories.
And he'd probably beat the crap out of anybody who messed with you.
You know who you wouldn't want to be your grandpa? James Buchanan. I can promise you that. It'd be super creepy, and you'd never want to go over to his house. Or Zachary Taylor.
Or Warren G. Harding.
Yeah. bad. That's bad news.
All right, let's.
If he's not your grandpa, don't get in the car with him.
I know we're supposed to go to break, but let's get Jeanette on because I wanted a female perspective on the presidents. So let's get Jeanette on. What's up, Jeanette? Turn your radio down.
Oh, Jeanette. You know how to work this thing, Jeanette?
Okay. One last try. Jeanette, are you there?
No.
All right.
We tried.
Well.
We tried.
I went to her. I wanted her on. Oh, well. We'll go to break. We'll reset this and try again when we come back. But right now, I got to tell you about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center. And actually, I'll be swinging by there tomorrow to check in with them. And, yeah, you heard me talking earlier in the show about running my first half marathon. And to be honest, there's no way in hell that would ever happen if I hadn't gone to Quick Weight Loss. Because almost 2 years ago now, I was just huge. I had gotten way too big. I was looking at pictures of myself. I hated the way I looked.
You were grotesque.
I was.
You looked like Howard Taft.
I did. Or I looked like I ate Howard Taft. That's how big I looked. But I went in, got the weight off. 50 pounds. I've been able to keep it off. And then I got back in shape and started doing things again. And I was able to do that because of Quick Weight Loss. And the great thing about it is you don't have to exercise while you're on their program. But if you do, it's going to work faster. It's going to be even better. And if you don't, that's cool. You're going to get the weight off anyway. You can lose more weight faster, easier, up to 100 pounds or more. No exercise required. No prepackaged meals. And right now, great deal. You get 6 weeks for $66. All weight loss services included. And kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. For your free, no obligation consultation, drop by one of their 15 Houston area locations. I go to the one over on Kirby. Or you can go to quickweightlosscenter.com. If you're outside of Houston, they have a home program that'll work very well for you. So either go to the website or give them a call, 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117. Right with you.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. I love giving stuff to the people. How about we give away some Bellator 149 tickets? Bellator MMA invades the Toyota Center Friday, February 19th. Legends of the Cage. Royce Gracie takes on Ken Shamrock in a double main event. Legends of the Street, Kimbo Slice, and Dada 5000 will battle inside the cage. Tickets are still available. Get yours at the Toyota Center box office or online at Bellator.com. We'll do caller 20. Actually, it's BellatorDTO.com on here, just in case you were curious. All right, let's grab a quick phone call. Brooklyn, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Brooklyn, sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment about it earlier. The caller said about Elijah Wan, he couldn't teach Howard, but I thought my take on it is Howard's game is more fit when he was in Orlando and Ewing was teaching him, because Elijah Wan is more, he has more skills as far as footwork, and you just can't teach that, and Howard is more robotic.
I mean...
And also, I think Shaq had more moves than Howard did. Yes, he was a beast, but he had more moves. So I'll get off and I'll listen to what y'all say.
I wouldn't disagree with either of those things. I mean, Shaq probably was a little bit more versatile, but I think his size obviously helped him a lot more. I mean, if Howard had Shaq's size, I think he'd be a much better offensive player.
Let's be fair.
As far as the Olajuwon thing, I don't. Maybe you're right. Maybe Olajuwon trying to teach him anything is like, you know, Tchaikovsky trying to teach Joey Ramone about music. I don't know if that's...
Don't disrespect Joey Ramone, man. What the hell?
Well, I'm just saying, you know what I mean, though.
No. Here's why I always... who knows if Akeem can actually teach anybody anything?
That's true, too.
And we don't know. And this is why whenever you have great players, a lot of times they don't make great coaches, because they can't pass on what they... So much of what they do is innate. So much of what they do is instinct, that you can't necessarily pass it on to guys. You can show them the moves, but you could show Dwight Howard the dream shake. Doesn't mean he's going to be able to pull it off, because it's not just making that particular move. It's knowing when to do it. It's knowing where to have the ball. There's all these little things that go into it, and that's why I kind of think that people need to, you know, they expect that, well, he's working with Akeem, he should get better. Well, that doesn't mean Akeem's a great teacher. And games work with a lot of guys, and not a whole hell of a lot of them have really blossomed because of it.
Can I throw something else out there?
Throw something else out there.
Working about, what, 5-6 sessions that he did with Akeem during the summer doesn't help your game if you're not going to do it all year long. It's a repetitive thing.
That's like if I went to, you know, some, let's say, to a boxing camp, and I, you know, Floyd Mayweather was there teaching boxing techniques, and I went and you know, did 5 sessions with Floyd Mayweather, I'm not suddenly going to be Floyd Mayweather. You know, these are things. All I can do is give you hints and let you work that into your game.
You might be better the next time you get in the cage at boxing.
Yeah.
But you're not Floyd Mayweather. All right, we're going to give Jeanette another try on this, so she better be there this time or else I'm going to be very upset and disappointed. Jeanette?
Hello?
Sports.
Hello?
Hi. Hello,
you're there. Go. What's up?
Hi. I think Roosevelt was pretty handsome, but I also think Kennedy was the most handsome.
All right. What did you like about Roosevelt? Teddy or Franklin, are you saying?
Teddy.
Oh, you liked Teddy. That's interesting. He was
chubby. Oh, yeah, because I like to wear teddies. But I think that Clinton, he was not handsome at all, but he did like those cigars.
That's true. Hmm. Clinton had game.
Them wet cigars. Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, Jeanette. Great talking to you about this.
Huh?
Wet cigars gross you out?
This whole thing is a little weird for me.
I was kind of
You liked that?
I was kind of enjoying that, yeah.
No, not me.
Jung, verdict?
That was a little weird.
Yeah.
But weird's cool. I like weird. Come on, man.
I couldn't tell if that was like a... maybe, I don't know. Maybe that was a female, but...
Yeah, it may have been male. Maybe it may have been male.
Yeah, I think you got catfished, Fred.
Not me.
You were ready to make out with that chick.
No, I wasn't. I was just curious what it was, what she was about. That's all. Anyway, hey, you know how we always talk about players and in the NFL, and it's like, oh, this guy started off great, and then he kind of fell off. And we talked about Kevin Johnson with the Texans this year a little bit like that. It's like, hey, got off to a pretty good start, second half not as good, and we were a little critical of him. And I think we know why now.
Tell me why.
Because apparently he had foot and wrist surgeries, and he had foot problems the entire second half of the season. So that would explain why he went from looking like a really good draft pick to a guy who was struggling over the second half.
Maybe so.
Which is, to me, that's kind of good news. But he said, no doubt I'm feeling great. I'm working with the Texans staff. I'm getting back healthy, getting back faster than I thought I was. So I'm excited about getting ready for the new season.
Well, the wrist thing happened, you know, before the playoff game, just before the playoff game.
Right, but the foot thing, apparently, he played about half the season with a fracture in his left foot.
Yeesh.
And then broke his left wrist before the team's wild card loss to the Chiefs. So, and if you're a cornerback, yes, a fractured foot is going to affect you.
Yeah, that's going to cause some problems.
Yeah, so anyway.
They still should have taken Marcus Peters, but I hope that guy goes back to his... the first half ways.
And I think he'll get better, too. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a lot more to get to. Gab says, of all the women listeners, # facepalm. Yeah, Gabs, I'd like your ranking on attractive presidents. Put it on Twitter. Give me your top 3. Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You see the story that Desiree posted on the Facebook page?
No.
This is why all last week we were giving you guys stuff to buy for Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
We were trying to do our best to help you guys out. This is from Ohio, where a woman allegedly assaulted her husband during an argument because he did not buy her a Valentine's Day gift.
Whoops.
The man told deputies his wife, 46-year-old Kimberly Hammond, by the way, if you see the photo of her, the mugshot, ugh.
Not great.
She's like a one.
She didn't deserve a Valentine's Day gift.
No, no. You know what Valentine's Day gift would have been good for her? A luchador mask.
Yeah, okay.
Just like I've always wanted to get for me. Actually, I've come up with the perfect mask. I'm going to get a Silence of the Lambs mask.
Like with the bars?
Yeah. That would look good on me. And that covers my face. But anyway, 46-year-old Kimberly Hammond had been drinking. Shocker. And began to hit and scratch his face during a verbal altercation. She then allegedly grabbed a mini baseball bat and struck him in the back of the head, knocking him unconscious. She continued to attack her husband as he regained consciousness, according to deputies. She was upset because he did not get her a gift on Valentine's Day. See, you could have solved all that with a Sherry's Berries or a Pro Flowers. She admitted to drinking and blew a .221 during a breathalyzer test. She was arrested for felonious assault and domestic violence. Let this be a lesson, gentlemen. Well, and ladies, for that matter.
Yeah, I always come through with something.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything great. But on the other hand, if don't let her drink and carry a mini baseball bat around.
That's probably a good call,
just
too.
A suggestion, because that never works out well. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN. Okay, Gab's on looks only, right? Clinton 3, Kennedy 2, Reagan circa 1930, number one. Well, he was an actor early on.
Right.
I mean, when he got old, he looked old, but he was an attractive man earlier on. So does it count if he was attractive pre-presidential?
I don't know if that should count or not, because we don't know what a lot of these guys looked like pre-presidency.
That's true.
So, like, what did George Washington look like before he was a president? I don't know. What did Abe Lincoln look like? I don't know.
I think they always looked the same.
Was he born with that facial hair?
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be weird, but it's possible.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, most people think that Jeanette was a man. Somebody asked... have y'all talked about Tom Herman was going to South Carolina until they lost to the Citadel?
We haven't talked about it, but that's kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Oh,
I mean,
really? He didn't confirm that?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean,
I definitely don't want to say that he did, because I'm not trying to get on that dude's bad side.
No, but I think, from what I understand, he did have, I mean, he even said on our show that there were conversations that went a long way, but I think this is kind of a, from that end, trying to save face a little bit, make it look like, from what I understand, that's not an accurate report. And it's kind of a throwaway comment in a story too. So again, like with any of this stuff, always ask, where did it come from? And is the source reliable? And you know, I can only go on what I've been told and from what Coach said to us himself.
Yeah.
So, let's try Shane. What is up, Shane?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing sports.
Sports to you. Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, I realize that there are like a finite number of great players and even a less chance of having them grouped together, and championships are hard to come by. And I'm a glass half full kind of guy. And I just got to say, watching the NBA All-Star weekend, I mean, if it were not for James Harden, the Rockets would be completely irrelevant. And so what do you do? We've been very fortunate. We're fortunate to have great sports venues. We're fortunate to have great individual players. And we've been fortunate to win a couple of championships. I mean, I'd like to win one every year, too, but it's just not going to happen. So anyway, I just thought that I would share that little perspective. And I don't know what you do with Dwight Howard, but I'm all for getting rid of him. But I think we should take it a little easier on Harden. Thanks.
Well, listen, here's what I'll say about James Harden. You're right. The Rockets are where they are because of James Harden. And that sword has two edges. They are not a total dumpster fire. They're not the Sixers because of James Harden. But as long as James Harden is here, they will never be the Spurs. They will never be the Warriors. They will never be that level of a franchise, I don't believe. And
Not if he's your best player.
No. That
would be the way I would phrase it. If he's your best player, then pretty much what you saw last year is probably the ceiling. And that doesn't mean you couldn't have won a championship if you hadn't run into a team that just happened to be not so good and historically good, as we're seeing from this year. But everything has to go right for that to happen.
Well, this is why...
Everything has to go right.
I continually compare him to Carmelo Anthony.
And I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
Remember, there were some decent Nuggets teams that Carmelo Anthony was a part of.
Yeah.
And had you taken him off that team, it was going to be ugly. But as long as Carmelo was there, that was about as good as they were going to be, as long as he was their number one guy. It's, you know, you're right that the only reason they're competitive is because of James Harden. But at the same time, James Harden is what keeps them from being great.
And, yeah, as far as laying off, I mean, the guy's the star player, and that's a position you're in. You're right. You're 100% right in that he's made them relevant.
Yep.
But there's also that limit that you get to where you're like, okay, you're much better off having him, because obviously this is a bad year and you're still not out of the playoff hunt yet. All you need is to put a few games together and quit playing like garbage. This is a bad year. And this is kind of the floor of what you've had under him. They haven't been this bad before under him. With him there, I guess, would be the way of saying it.
Yeah.
But, and that's a good place to be. But as far as getting to a title, I mean, it's, you know, that's the kind of thing that realistically, last year would have been your best chance. You would have had to have, you know, Golden State would have had to have gotten somebody hurt or something. That could happen.
Yeah.
But I think you hit the reset button, you try again. But as long as he's your best player, I think it's going to be very, very difficult for them to get much past where they did last year. I think that's the ceiling. I could be wrong. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, this has been a very interesting day. I kind of like this time of year. I have fun with this time of year because there's not much going on. So we can actually just sort of let the, you know, get off onto some weird topics like presidents and wet cigars.
Yeah.
And just let it roll. Squeeze in one more phone call here before we hit the last break. Steve, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
So, the NBA All-Star game, total garbage, waste of time. You know, they should just scrap that like the NFL is going to scrap the Pro Bowl. I hope you agree with that.
Well,
and the second part is, should the Texans get a little bit of encouragement that the Broncos won the Super Bowl without needing a quarterback to win the Super Bowl? I mean, they could have won that Super Bowl with Osweiler. They really didn't need Manning there.
That's probably true, but they also had an elite defense, and the Texans don't have an elite defense. The Texans have a good defense.
They have the makings of an elite defense. It hasn't taken that step
right
yet. And I think a healthy Jadeveon Clowney could make you an elite defense. There's some things
but
you could
will
do.
Will he ever be healthy?
And that's a fair question. But yes, I think...
Will the secondary ever come together the way everyone keeps expecting it to? Is Brian Cushing done?
I think Brian Cushing, if you get what you got out of him last year, I mean, he made a lot of tackles, not really a lot of plays. The playmaker part of him is probably gone, but he was an effective player. And let's say Bernhard McKinney takes a big jump next year, and let's say Clowney's healthy, and that front seven, you go out and get another guy to replace Jared Crick, who's a better player. I think you could see that happening. There's a lot of ifs. And so, yeah, you should be encouraged by that. The difference is I still think you need a quarterback that isn't going to fold in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's not that you can't win with Brian Hoyer in the regular season, but if you're going to get that kind of performance out of him, you've got no shot in the playoffs. And that's, you know, however they address that. And
as far as the NBA All-Star game, they won't scrap it because the All-Star weekend makes them a ton of money. People always come out for that game. It's not like the Pro Bowl where they had a hard time even filling the stadium. Dude, people buy 3-day passes to NBA All-Star weekend, and it's an event. Whether you like the actual game or not, it's an event.
Yeah, I have no use for it, but you know what? It's huge. People go to it. And as far as the Pro Bowl, as much as
I don't really like that either. It still pulls better ratings than a lot of sports do.
Yep.
And as long as it can do that, they can sell commercials for it, so they're not going to go anywhere. And I would just say the same thing I tell people that don't like what they hear here. You don't have to listen. You don't have to watch the games. I didn't watch the All-Star game. No interest in it. And that's okay. But, yeah, it's not. They're not getting rid of either one of them. And the NFL will do something with the Pro Bowl, but it ain't going anywhere. Quick break. One more segment to go. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Kickoff spring with Gau Media on the golf course. We're playing at Sugar Creek Country Club Monday, February 29th. Buy a spot for just $50 each, included green fees, golf carts, lunch, dinner, beer and water, snacks, and a goodie bag. Wow, all that for $50? Spots are limited, so get yours now. Call Michelle at 713-479-5346 or email at golf@galmedia.com.
Chung, I know you're into this more than Fred. Have you been reading Kanye West's tweets?
Yeah, I kind of threw a couple of my cents out there too.
He's a total mess.
He is a mess. He's a genius. Maybe he's a genius, but he's also very crazy. And it's a shame that he's not releasing any of his music on Spotify or iTunes. He's only releasing it on the widely successful streaming service Tidal,
yeah,
which is a distant third, I believe, in terms of subscriptions.
Well, they're probably paying him to release it there. Have you heard the album?
I have not. I was going to buy it on iTunes, but he's releasing it only on Tidal.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with this guy. I'm not a. I used to really love Kanye. Like his first two albums.
Oh, I agree with you.
I think are fantastic. I think Kanye's turned into kind of a douchebag.
He's always been a douchebag. You just put up with it because his music was a lot better then.
Yeah, this music is not enough for me to deal with this. I'm out on him.
And then Kanye lovers like Raheel will tell you that he is a genius, and he will not. They'll buy it regardless.
Well, that's fine.
Well, I know Raheel didn't like Yeezus, which a lot of people didn't like, which was his last album.
Let him keep throwing money into that pot. Good for him. All right, we got a dumbass report time.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with the state in Florida. Of course, a former Seminole County teacher is accused of showing a wooden carving of a penis to her students, using obscene language and encouraging students to abuse each other. You'll never guess what's happened to her. She's now been permanently barred from teaching in Florida public schools. And if you can't teach in Florida, you can't teach anywhere.
Yeah.
She was one of several Central Florida educators disciplined recently by a judicial group which levies penalties against educator certificates. The educators neither admit nor deny the allegations but choose not to contest them. She showed students a crude wooden carving of a penis and testicles, which was one of several similar sculptures left on the campus as a senior prank in 2009. She told a school district investigator she thought the prank was humorous, took one, kept it, and stashed it in a cabinet. Probably not wise. This one is from, I'll do this one first. A drug dealer on Facebook, he got light sentence, 27-year-old Daniel Sledden. Cannot believe my luck, 2-year suspended sentence, beats the 3 years jail, yes pal. Beverly Lunt, go suck my bleep. Beverly Lunt was the judge that had just gone easy on him.
Oh, boy.
Well, now he's been asked to come back into court because they need to review his sentence. Not wise, guys. That's not going to... You can imagine that's not going to go well.
No. Nope.
This happened in a town I used to live in, Clarksville, Tennessee, which is right outside Fort Campbell, Kentucky. A man was arrested Thursday
For impersonating a police officer at a Clarksville restaurant, Ronald Taylor entered the Golden Corral at 5 p.m. While ordering, he produced a concealed handgun and a badge before stating, "The drink is usually free," because I guess cops get free drinks at Golden Corral. Unfortunately for him, I guess in Kentucky you get this badge, like when you've got a concealed handgun.
Right.
Which it's got a little number on it, so they, I guess that's what they give you instead of a permit like they do here. Well, unfortunately for him, a real Clarksville Police Department detective happened to be in front of him in line and inquired if he was a police officer. He confirmed he was a police officer and said he was with the Department of Homeland Security and was in town on some business. He's actually an insurance agent in Kentucky. They reported he was in possession of a loaded Springfield 45 and a loaded Ruger 380 handgun. He's double carrying an insurance agent. Booked into Montgomery County Jail, been there, and charged with impersonating a police officer. Bond set at $500. And finally, a man decided, I guess he took the number two on the pencil a little too literally. He inserted a pencil into his cavity.
Oh, no.
And then attempted to have anal sex while there was a pencil in there. I'm unsure why you would go with that, but but he did.
I guess it's a Woody.
They said that this is not the most crazy thing they've seen. We've had a woman with a head injury and fractured cervical spine who basically ended up going forward into a headboard. Most injuries are related to foreign objects stuck somewhere where they shouldn't be. Such objects included a toilet plunger, a screwdriver, and a spiky rubber light-up ball. In another case, a man in his 60s was admitted to the hospital with penile crushing after trying out homemade dong rings.
Oh, God.
And several people had bad sprains. But this again, guys, careful when you're using inanimate objects in your sex life. It's not healthy, typically. And that's your dumbass report for the day.
I'm almost speechless after that. All right, great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. I suck today, but that's all right. We'll do better tomorrow. Hope everybody has a great night. We'll be here at 3 o'clock tomorrow. We start early and out at 5:30. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.